It's your boy R-A-Y-M-O and D, but you can call me Ray 3 Beats, and this is the Hood Adjacent Podcast. This is a podcast for people who didn't let their environment define themselves. For people that have broken boundaries and generational curses, but never forgot where they came from. The Hood Adjacent Podcast starts now.
I eat everything except on squeal. That pig except squeal.
Oink. Okay, well, we're not putting that in the main. We're putting that in the bloopers.
I swear, that's one of my, bro, that's one of my favorite. I promise you, that's one of my favorite commentators. Bar none. I think he's everybody's uncle at this point.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He truly is. And it's, love it. And winning, and when he wins, we win.
Right, exactly.
Yes, sir.
That's how it's supposed to be.
That's truly how it's supposed to be.
I would say, who's your favorite commentator?
Uncle Shay Shay.
Okay,
Uncle Shay Shay, Stephen A.
All right.
There really ain't much left after that. Really.
What about Ernie Johnson?
Oh, Ernie.
Ernie.
Yeah, no, hey, you know, nothing tops.
Shay.
You know, he's uncle. He's going to give me some birthday money.
Hey, he's the first person that I ever seen.
Yes, sir.
On national TV with a bottle of Hennessy.
Right.
And a black and mild. And that black is mild. Crazy. That
and,
is nuts.
And but, Fox allowed that.
Hey, but shout out to him. He is doing his thing right now.
Oh, he is.
Shout out to him.
He is truly. Again, it goes to show you, Ray, the remarkability of how determination. Happens, you know, when one door closes, another one opens.
That's how it goes.
Yeah. Staying faithful and all that stuff. So
hey, every morning on my way to work, nightcap is on.
Yeah.
Hey Ocho.
Always getting Ocho, all that stuff. The silent laugh.
Hey, what do you say, Ocho?
Yeah, what do you say, Ocho? Ocho trying to say, hey, I'm gonna fight for you. No, Ocho. It doesn't matter. Ocho, listen.
He said, I'm gonna pop one of them diamonds. I got one of them diamonds on me. When I figured out what a diamond was, right. I was in tears. I was in tears.
I was literally like, what is a diamond? But then I was like, You go.
All right, let's get this podcast started. Yes, what's going on, everybody? This is another episode of the Hood Adjacent Podcast. It is your boy, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, but you can call me Ray3, and we have another special guest with us today. This is this man is, you know, near and dear to my heart. We've been rocking for almost, four or five years?
Four years.
Yeah, man. We've been rocking 4 years.
Yes, sir.
He's been around the music scene a lot, and he's about to blow very, very, very soon.
I think it's time.
I think it's time. Yeah. Y'all give it up for my boy. It's your boy.
Gratitude, my brother, yes, Ray. Yes, and we have gone way back. Yeah, I think it's five years, really.
Yeah,
because like when I first started, I mean, it was, you know, 2020 was when I first started to get in. And we got in, and I know we were talking about all the stuff, you know, all the things about the music industry, and Ray was really a big part of getting me and my feet wet into it and just really just showing the ropes. And man, if it wasn't for Ray, man, I would not be where I am and the knowledge that I am because of him. So
man, I appreciate that, bro.
It truly is. And you took me under your wing, I mean, under your label, and you did your thing on with that. And
yeah,
it was truly dope. It was awesome.
It is an amazing feeling, like seeing you from the beginning.
Yes, sir.
To where you are now.
Yes, sir.
Performing.
Yeah.
Getting what, couple, I know one of your performances, couple thousand
yes, sir.
People
yes, sir.
At your performances.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's truly, yeah. I mean, it just goes to show the hard work and discipline can take you, you know, yeah. Especially when you stay faithful. And, man, that's something we could talk about during in this podcast, because that's something that God's kind of grown upon me right. over these couple of months now. And so, like, seeing that, man, I mean, it just goes to show, hey, we got something special here.
Yeah.
You know.
It is a blessing to be... To be able to see that. Not only to yeah. be able to see that.
Yeah.
But be able to perform with you, too.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
Back in...
2018.
It's 2021.
21, yes.
Yeah, it's 2021.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Being able to perform with him doing a full...
Tour.
10-day tour with It's Your Boy. Mm. It was... The coolest thing
it was,
in the world.
And by the way, we are still on the Wall of Fame.
Of that. Really?
Yeah, we are.
That is
still on their Wall of Fame.
Hey, that is so dope.
Shout out to Northwoods. Shout out to Northwoods Community Church.
That was so dope. And I tell people all the time, if you look at my Instagram, that picture is still on it.
It's still
my cover picture. Not just a regular picture. It is the cover picture and pinned for like 2 years. Like that's how special that day was. I've never it's been a while since I experienced something like that.
Yeah.
Especially just to rock out on the stage with you. That was a blessing and an experience. And I got to meet so many other people through you, too.
Right,
so.
Right. And that's what's awesome for me. I mean, he has been the founder for me. And, like, again, like we said in the beginning, getting my feet wet into the game and to be able to share that experience with someone that has truly believed in me and not just believed in like the vision that we had, but like truly, truly believes in me and
the whole time.
And to experience that with him, and then having him had that same experience and seeing the joy that he was getting from the time that we were sharing, that chemistry was just it was unbelievable. I mean, it was undeniable. And people enjoyed that, and it was just awesome.
People still talk about it though.
Right, they still talk
about
it.
People still I remember you from such and such. Such and such, and I was like, "Oh, okay." I didn't even know y'all remember that, 3 years ago, but I love it.
And that just goes to show again how impactful it is. And again, shout out to Northwoods Church helping us and allowing that to happen.
Nothing but a blessing.
Nothing but a blessing. And I mean, one time I went to Culver's on University Street, and this guy the kid just worked. I just wanted to get my burger. Just wanted to get my burger and get out of the way. And he still. Remembered that, and it was just like, wow, okay, we made a profound impact.
We made an impact on people.
Absolutely. For the kingdom. For the kingdom. That's good.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Now that you're an established artist, not just an up-and-coming, but an established artist, has there been any changes, in your life during this time?
Oh, my. There definitely has been changes. I mean, let's just come straight. I mean, I'm transparent. I mean, my father passed away.
Yeah.
5 months ago, actually, to when the time that this recording happened, 2 days ago on October 17th. So we're in March. Right. October 17th, my dad passed away. And that has just been a new cycle for me and my family now. Because previously... lost my brother to congenital heart defect in 2020 of February, and that was my first experience of loss, true loss, you know, of somebody that's in your family, you know, and having to navigate through that process of grieving and going through that. That was a challenge, and I thought, you know, I was just coming around to quote unquote. Figuring out how to deal with it with my brother, you know, kind of not so moving on, but moving forward. And then my father, another gut punch, you know, it's almost as if you're in a boxing match and you're getting up and then you just catch another one when unexpected. And that now has kind of bolstered me into the man that I am now today. And of course, my brother's experience, you know, that, that did loss. That. But yeah. now it's like I don't have that safeguard that my dad provided when my brother went through what he went through. And right. I have to be that safeguard for my family yeah. and having to still go through the grieving process. So and that navigating through that, that also makes a lot of changes in your songwriting and you going through it mentally, spiritually. That right. would derail me. I mean, I wasn't making any music from the time that that happened. So, I wasn't even creatively having ideas of right. what to do.
Right.
And so that truly, truly was a... that's one of the major things. I mean, I'm, you know, finding, you know, employment, doing things and making money, you know, consistent income right now. And
right.
other settling in other businesses, but that would probably be the most biggest life change.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I do remember the first song that you made mm-hmm. that truly blew up.
Yeah.
I remember it was right, it was during the process of what your brother was going through.
Yes.
And
yeah, there's and, a story with that.
Yeah, I mean, and I remember working with you mm-hmm. during that situation, because the intro to the song referred to it.
Yes,
because yes. I still have it on my I still that's one of the songs that's like near and dear to my heart because
you were so involved.
In I was that. So one yeah exactly. one I was so involved in it, and two, like, and you could ask anybody that you can ask anybody. If you ask me to show a song mm-hmm. that like I'm truly proud of, or like, okay, what is that song that you produced?
Right.
Other Side always comes up, always.
Gratitude, brother.
It always comes up.
Yeah.
From the intro all the way up to the actual song, mm-hmm. like it was not only. Well, not only to me, I knew it was special. I already knew it was special.
Right.
But how everything came to fruition at that time.
Yeah.
Because when it came when the full album came out, he already
So yeah, so with that, I remember that night drive, that Sunday night session like it was yesterday, like it was last right. night. That session, my brother was still in hospital and it ended up being close to the last days that he was still alive.
Right.
So my brother, give me a little context to the audience. My brother, Vidal, who was born with a congenital heart defect at birth, he was battling, he'd been, you know, going through it with it his whole life.
Right.
And now he goes in for a normal procedure just to check in, to really see about the valves and all that. And just it was a bad situation from the beginning, but God ordained, of course, because now he's not in no pain anymore and, exactly. and with the Lord. But we got a diagnosis like the couple nights before the session, and they were saying that he was on the up and he was doing well and he was, you know, kind of progressing. And the intro that led into Other Side that Ray is talking about, that's on my album, The Statement, my first ever album. Recorded, I was me kind of talking about that, and it was me saying like, man, I can't wait to show the song to my brother Vidal, because usually once the whole process, I don't want to get too in depth on it, but once he, you know, you're getting started and get feeling better, you know, you're able to sit up in the hospital bed, you know, you get to play on the video games as a right. kid, you know, and still, you know, be able to communicate with their family members and friends and all that stuff. Unfortunately, it never got to that point. And so as that happened, you know, you feel like that was that turn. And once then Other Side broke and was presented, that was then me. And I was, at the time, I was really struggling.
Right.
And trying to finish that song. I was really trying to figure
it. It took us a few months.
It took us a few months because I was, you know, I was stuck. And I was like... okay, maybe I should go in this direction. And mm-hmm. Ray was really helping me out in that. And that song then kind of culminated as soon as those last days were happening. I feel God was just putting those lyrics in my heart, lending me those lyrics to write down, because then ultimately he was speaking to me to kind of prepare me for what was to come.
What was about to happen.
To yeah. then be able to inspire
other people.
And other people. And
yeah,
that was then what led me to a colleague that he jumped on the song at the time.
Oh yeah, and shout out to
shout out to T-Dot. However,
no, I was about to say shout out to Justin.
Justin Owens.
Man,
right? Oh yeah,
ridiculous pianist.
Oh yeah,
man.
Oh, he's that's my boy, and he knows I love him, bro. And you know, and he's. He truly, when he came in that studio, that was truly also a God moment.
I still, I think it's still on my Instagram. I still have a video of that session.
Wow,
bro.
Wow!
Like you he
send
was.
That. I'm gonna send that to over.
Man, bro, he was killing.
And it was all freestyle. It was all freestyle. Yeah, and that's when you just know, like, just God was
something
in that
was special. Yeah, something was special brewing. About that.
Something
song.
Was brewing, and yeah, and unfortunately, it took the in our human nature, in our human form, you know, it took the unprecedented end that
right.
we didn't want, but ended up leading to a very fruitful thing to bless others with. And that's what my brother always wanted. You know, he always wanted to impact people and
right.
and the friends that he had. And yes, we're just now honoring his legacy through continuing in the journey.
Right. You know? And so. that's what matters.
Like, yes, sir.
that is the essence of making music, because
yeah.
a song to me, this is my opinion, it should come straight from the heart.
Absolutely.
And this was one of those songs that came straight from the heart.
Thank you, brother.
And I was so grateful to like be able to right. produce and help with that.
Absolutely.
You know, like,
and shout out to Trench Lord on the beat.
Oh yeah, Trench I was like, oh, he's spending money. Whoa,
I did, and it's crazy because I mean, Trench Lord, if this ever gets to you, brother, I'm much gratitude to you for allowing your shop to have this. I mean, yeah, it's a Grammy nominated. You know, he works with everybody. Atlanta, LA. He's truly a savant at the producing game, and that I happened to come across his beat when he was selling those beats, and
crazy.
He was selling them at such a great price. As a young artist, you're like, "What? I got a Trench Lord beat,
right?"
And I still found
that. And when you told me that, I was like, "You bull-ish." Like you
yeah,
like
right.
But when I seen it, I was like.
Huh.
That's yeah. really a Trench Lord.
Yeah.
And like, he really put money
absolutely
behind this.
And I just truly, again, I was just motivated by just the way that he produced that beat and just was speaking to me as the song that needed to happen, that had to be on that one. And
absolutely.
So, yeah. So, big shout out to him as well.
Man, yeah. That was a heck of a time helping with that album.
Yes sir.
And I know on a lighter note, I know being an artist,
yes,
nowadays it's a little tough.
Yes. Yeah.
Cause you got not only you have other people doing the same thing that you do.
Right.
You got temptation.
Yes.
Everywhere. Like
yes. yeah.
everywhere. I just did a podcast with another established artist here. Shout out Krushan.
And we were talking
about that too. Mm-hmm. The temptation that comes with being an artist.
Yeah. And that, you know, I gotta thank again my father, my mother. I was raised in a strong foundational Christian home.
Right.
And I feel that, yes, just because I say that does not make me perfect Christian. I'm not.
Oh, neither am I. Man, look.
We.
You know how many times I've done messed up? I have lied. I have cheated. I have stole.
I've never cheated on women.
On women?
No. On tests, yes.
Tests. There's a few math tests that ain't.
Right.
Listen.
Right.
But.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Y'all get my drift. Christians, not perfect Christians,
but
Christians are the same. Bro, there's a shirt that's out. I think it's on Shein or Temu, one of the two.
Okay.
But it said, I love the Lord. Like, I'm a Christian, but I cuss a little. I was like, that's me. I was like, oh, that spoke to me in a
holy way.
Whoa.
The Holy Spirit. Yeah. No, but yeah, no, going back, I mean, it's like the temptations. Yes, there is. Oh. I mean, they're out there, but you also have to understand, as me being a part of it, the strong foundation and just being faithful, being centered, and my girl that will see this, she knows we're locked in. But you have, sometimes you have to go through those things in the past, and that's something that you learn as you go into. I mean, and it's not just, we're not talking about just like the aspect of another sex, you know, there's other aspects into that, like, you know, temptation to go into an addiction, drugs, or any type of other addiction that can lead you astray from your original goal. And those things are real. And you just have to, you got to have the right people around you. And I'm so blessed and grateful to say that, including Ray, him right beside me, my brother. We try.
We ain't perfect. I ain't perfect. I'm gonna let y'all know now. Y'all know me. Y'all heard my stories.
But but listen, like, he's always kept me on the straight and narrow, and always tried to. And my pastors that minister in my life, my family and my friends, you know, even though some of them are crazy,
it'd be like that,
but hey, you gotta have a little crazy to say you're a genius, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta have a little bit of crazy, a little bit of nuts in you, you gotta have a screw or two loose, you know what I mean?
It's all right, it's all good, man. Yeah, but yeah, it's all about staying found, and I'm grateful that, I'm still learning that, and you just gotta stay grounded.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, so that brings us to the next topic, because this is gonna be a reoccurring topic for a lot of the artists that come on to this show.
Yes, sir.
All right, so I need you to prepare yourself.
All right,
for the show, for this topic.
Right.
Matter of fact, I gotta make sure that the camera is good for this topic. Let's check real quick.
Let's check real quick. Okay, we're going into commercial break. We'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
And now we're back. Yeah. And now we're back live.
Yep. At the Hood Adjacent Podcast.
Hood Adjacent Podcast. Let me say that right.
All right. So. This might be a hard question for you. Out of the four generations.
Oh, Jesus.
Of hip hop.
I know where this is going.
Which one do you think is the best, and which one do you think is the most influential out of the hip hop generations? 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s.
Jesus. I would say, well, a lot of our backbone is from, we learned from our past, you know, so I would say the 90s.
Okay. Okay.
So the 90s.
That's Wu-Tang.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Biggie, Tupac.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. A lot of people sample those little stuff.
That is facts.
They know.
That is facts.
They sample Snoop. I mean, because they were the trendsetters. And we, as the current generation that we're in, we want to be trendsetters. We want to start something. But Some people want to be trendsetters for bad things.
For the wrong reasons.
For the wrong reasons. But for the good. For the good. Yeah. But yeah, no, I would say that. I mean, for me, man, me being an artist, man, I was raised up on the classics, man. Not classic hip hop, guys. I'm not going to say, oh, I'm the history hip hop savant. No, I'm still a student of the game. Right. But I was raised up on classical music. You know, all different types of music as I was growing up. So
I understand. Hey, I grew up on jazz,
yeah,
gospel,
yeah, jazz, gospel, yeah,
jazz, gospel, R&B. Then I got into hip hop in like I was nine.
Yes,
eight or nine.
I'm the same
eight
time.
Or nine.
Around
like
the
that
same
is.
Time.
Yeah, so yeah.
And then my first was like to go to Christian hip hop, which is no diss to that with Andy Mideo.
Andy Mideo, Lecrae, all of them. Yeah.
And then I started to deviate because my parents, maybe you look a little Drake, maybe look on our side time. Hey, sorry, mom.
Let me dip into a little.
Let me dip what my friends are listening. Yeah,
let me get take care. Let me dip in a little. Nothing was the same.
Right, nothing was the same. Bieber. Everybody before. Yeah. Anyway, Chris Brown.
Let me dip into some.
And because of that, you know, it's helped me diversify my sound and how I go. So,
right.
And that's just what I'm grateful for. You know,
I love it. Hey, okay. So, I have a hot take though.
Okay.
Because I can't. For me. Growing up, being a 90s baby, I've heard 90s, 2000s, 2010s. Not really all that much of the 80s, but 90s, 2000s, 2010s. My opinion, the most influential and possibly and could possibly be the best generation of hip-hop.
Mm.
Hot take. I'd say 2010s.
I was hot take. You were going to say that.
Hot take.
Yeah,
but the reason why I say that is because... If you think about the top three rappers right now, when did they come out?
Around this that time.
Okay. Well, who and unanimously Drake, top three, who
Drake,
would be? Yep.
J. Cole and K-Dot.
Yep. They all came and not only did they came out early 2010s,
right.
But they have been rocking the 2010s the whole time.
Right.
Like I can listen to 2016 Forest Hill Drive
and still be
the whole thing through. Right. Like I no skips. Like is
because it's the you no, know, sometimes, no. no skips. No skips. You know sometimes on Spotify or thing you see 2016. I'm like I'm not gonna listen.
But with
J. Cole and Drake. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Even K-Dot because that damn album. I love it.
Right.
The damn album. Good Kid, Mad City. That was 2013.
Yes.
Yeah, Good Kid, Mad City was like 2013. So yeah, like, and to me that's
timeless.
It's crazy, and a lot of people think it's crazy to think. It's crazy to think about, but yeah, like 2010s had to me the most versatile.
Yes,
because you can have like the hood, the gangster rap. You got that. You got YoungBoy, Dirt. Chief Keef, like right. People like that, but you also got like the alternative rappers.
Absolutely,
you got Yachty, Uzi, Playboy Cardi, Tyler the Creator, and then you get the conscious rap, Kendrick, Cole, and then you get the nerdy rap,
right?
Which is like Childish Gambino. Like you have a whole
genre
spectrum. It is a spectrum of people. Like even for me now, like. The three I rock with, I would say the top three best rappers right now. Well, total, my favorite top three: Cole, Wayne, Kendrick,
mm-hmm.
And then I would say Ye. That fifth one changes a lot. That fifth one changes a lot. 2016, it was Chance the Rapper,
right?
Like. Before that, it was Big Sean. So like that changes the vibe.
Right.
But like you, like pretty unanimous. It's like it's those,
right?
And I would consider Wayne like 2000s,
absolutely. Yeah.
Because Carter III came out 2000. I want to say 9.
Yes.
And that was busted. Like it was.
He was leading.
Carter II, Carter III came out in the 2000s.
He was leading the charge.
Yeah, and even with even with Jay-Z. As a matter of fact, I would consider Jay-Z 2000. Blueprint.
I was around.
Yeah,
was
around. Blueprint came out 2000s, right? Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So is it?
I was born.
you yeah. a 2000s baby.
I'm a 2000s baby.
Mid 93 baby. I'm a 93 baby. So
Aries.
Aries. Aries baby at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
Get the EP. Yeah.
What generation you think is the most influential?
I would, you know, after hearing your take, and I don't want, you know, I'm not like Stephen A. easily swayed, but no, like, it's true. Like, it's funny because I wanted to kind of say the 2010s, but I didn't want to be like, oh yeah, because you're young, you're just gonna be. But no, the 90s also had impact.
Oh,
but
fuck.
But no, I would say currently, yeah. I mean, the way that all these different rappers, just because of Playboi Carti, I mean, Destroy Lonely and all Ken Carson, we were just talking about this. Yeah. All these other rappers that come out because of how new the 2010 sound was, and Drake, you know, with the way he hits his pockets.
Right.
That's my family. That's my dog.
He's my dog.
And so like,
because you the Drake of Metamora. I'm gonna let you know that now. I joke about it, but I'm dead serious because it is always a thing that I keep saying to him. You know how Drake how close Drake and the Toronto Raptors are. That is the same thing with Ish
and the Metamore Redbirds.
Exactly.
The Metamore Redbirds. Yeah.
So
but Lathan got us. So Lathan, my boy, he got us. But yeah, no, I love my school. You know, even though they can be a little crazy,
I like them. I like them. Y'all threw the best parties. Of the best parties. Oh, I ain't gonna lie to you. Y'all had these things called like barn parties. Y'all are nuts. But y'all are nuts.
Yeah,
like,
they go hard. I didn't partake. Sorry, mom. I'm not finna
disclose that information.
Right. So. Love Metamora, and they were, you know, as an outsider looking in, they ingratiated me because I was born in Peoria and I moved to the area in third grade. So ever since then, they kind of ingratiated me and really took me in. So always love for them, you know.
Yeah. So we almost took a turn. We gotta get back on the street.
Hey, that's all good. Let's do it.
Okay. We're talking about how influential the 2010s was.
Yes.
And do you know? And I want you can have your take on this too. I think when the 2010s took this turn was because I remember it was a big thing. I want to say it was either the 2013 or the 2014 XXL freshman class.
Oh yeah,
the one with Kodak Black, and Lil Uzi,
yeah,
21 Savage,
that was momentous.
Lil Dicky, I remember that vividly because everybody was like, they trash. Like that was like right. They thought that's what they said. It was like, oh, this freshman
thing is just
garbage. But right. It turns out. The vast majority of the people in that class,
correct?
They're still popping today.
Still
piping. Look at 20.
They're still piping and popping. Popping. Still piping and popping.
I mean, look at 21. Yeah, look at 20. I mean, look at 21.
He's with my boy Drake. You know, doing tours.
Look at Uzi.
It will be me.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So, but no, love you, Drake. OVO teams.
Yeah, Uzi in a league all his own.
Oh,
he just do his own thing. Like that is
the emeralds in this the middle of his. What are we doing? What are we doing? Like the pink.
I mean,
emerald,
it's gone now.
It's gone now. I know, but I remember seeing it vividly right there in like that Instagram. Like, are you an alien? Are you an alien? Hey, it's good. It's good. It is what it is.
Right.
You know? So.
He just, I think that was just him being like standing out and being original. I wouldn't put a half a million on my head. I wouldn't do that.
I would not do
at
that
at all.
I'll put that in the bank.
Right. Put that little gym, like, yeah, that, deposit that for me, and right. be like, and we'd be good. Right. So, right. But yeah, I mean, honestly, 2010s was the most influential, and to me too. Mm. So, like, even with, it's a bit of a conundrum though, because technically. Technically, Drake got his start in 2009.
Yeah, because with Lil Wayne,
it was it was a song that came out, and it was I was in high school when it came out, and from that day forward, it was busting. It was like it was called Brand New.
Yeah,
for the 90s babies, y'all know exactly what song I'm talking about. Yeah. Like, because when he came out with that, oh my goodness, like he changed the game. You know what I mean? So, like, hey, don't shoot the messenger, but that's how that's how I feel.
I can concur with that. I would say, I mean, it's again, but hey, you find inspiration in a lot of things, and you know, you take it how you do, and then you utilize it for your own good, and try to impact more people. And right. Because there's always people to impact, and so there's always a room for that. Let's be lights, not darkness. Yeah. So.
Right.
Yeah. It's good. That's good.
Hey, I'm thinking about it. The 2000s had some hitters too. I mean, I mean, if you think about it, look, 50 Cent. Wayne.
Ludacris.
Luda. Yeah, I totally forgot about Luda.
Come on.
Yeah, 50 Cent, Wayne, Ludacris, Jay-Z. Don't shoot the messenger. I consider Jay-Z 2000s, not 90s, because he popped in the 2000s. Mm-hmm. That's when he popped. Dipset. Who else? Jadakiss. All the D-Block. What would you consider 3-6? Oh, yeah. No, well, 3-6 Mafia was 2000.
Around that time.
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I think we have wait.
You might have to resend your little pick here. Oh, really?
Wait, I got to think.
Really?
Because Outkast, too.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Here we go. Yeah.
All right. It's one of those things. You really got to think about it.
Dang.
Who else would be 2000s?
Now, I was just a baby when this happened, so you have more knowledge than I do in this area.
Yeah. Okay, let me think.
I was literally still singing church hymns and wanting for that girl to come and see me.
Right.
Never happened.
Yeah. You know who else is 2000s?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were
a YouTube legend.
Oh.
Soulja Boy. I forgot about people be talking about Soulja Boy like he wasn't that, but you had, like, 2009.
Oh, he was that.
2009.
Your eighth grade parties. Your eighth grade.
You was using. You was.
Yeah, you were doing.
You
this.
Was. You
yeah.
was. Yeah. You were doing that.
You were doing that. Let's be honest. Just to impress your girlfriend there, your little girl thing. Yeah. 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 I see you.
Hey, that was an era right there. The late 2000s was a dance era.
It was a dance era.
I'm trying to think of how many.
Well, Chris Brown did a little bit.
Yeah, Chris. Because when he popped in like 2006.
Six.
It was because when he dropped Run It, I was like, hey, right. Floored everybody.
Wow. Yeah. He was doing his thing.
He was definitely doing his thing.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. Help me out. You got since I'm naming off the 2000s. You got to name off the 2010s. You have to.
All right.
Because I don't want to resend what I said, but man,
you got Drake, J. Cole, okay. Kendrick.
Yep.
Big Sean.
Yeah, boy.
yeah. I mean, Eminem.
Eminem was 2000s. He was 2000s. He was 2000s because Lose Yourself.
Dang.
Hey.
Really, he's that old.
Hey, shoot. Mom Spaghetti.
Yeah, Mom Spaghetti. I mean, I've been hearing that for a long time in high school. I'll be like, man, really?
That was 2000s. Okay. Yeah, Kanye is too. Whoa.
Kanye. Whoa. Oh, and you spoke
Kanye really is definitely 2000.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
My brain.
Oh, brain. Brain fart. Yeah. Yeah.
My brain. Okay. Ooh, them 10 years from 2000 to 2010 was vicious.
Vicious. It was vicious move. Vicious
okay.
Move.
Who else?
Man. Well, the woman scene didn't really pop off until then.
Nicki had that on cuffs.
Yeah.
Nicki held the throne for that one and didn't let go of that for like 8 years.
Right.
Rapper wise. She didn't let go of that for 8 years. Right. 8-9 years actually. And then 2010s, they had that's honestly 2010 like the 2010s is the era of the, you know, the female rappers. Mm-hmm. Well, late 2010s at least.
Yeah.
Because we got, who do we got? Cardi,
mm-hmm.
Glorilla,
yes,
Lotto,
Megan,
yep, Megan. You put Sexy Red in there, I guess.
Ugh. Well,
that ain't your cup of tea. I understand.
Hey, everybody's got a cup. It's not mine.
You don't like Drizzy, baby mama. It's okay.
Hey, Drizzy.
Allegedly.
Well, we're going to talk about that Drake. But hey, no, she's doing her thing. Yeah, you know,
I didn't know she grew up just around the corner. She grew up in.
No way.
St. Louis.
Oh, St. Louis. Okay.
I was about to say,
I thought you were trying to say.
Oh, no. Hey,
East Ellington. What are we doing? Okay. Yeah.
I mean, just around the corner, you know what I mean. Yes, because, yes. Like, where we live, we're 2 hours away from, four major cities.
Oh, yeah.
We're 2 hours away from Des Moines, Chicago, St. Louis, and Indianapolis.
Right.
So, like, yeah.
Yes. I had to literally, I came across a map of that. They were like showing like literally the circumference from of other cities of how close we were. Like,
in the middle.
Besides, if you're wanting to go to Nashville or with, you know.
That's only like 5 hours.
Seven.
Seven?
7 hours.
It took y'all 7 hours to get there?
Just drove from here with my friend Colin High Slope.
Oh, we must just drive fast. Because it did not take us 7 hours. Maybe I'm thinking about Memphis. Seven. Maybe I'm thinking about Memphis. Because Memphis is definitely closer than Nashville.
Yeah, no. Nashville, it's the seven.
Yeah.
Went back home to Florida. It was a trip. But
all right. Well, wait. What part of Florida?
Sarasota.
Sarasota, Florida. Is that
Sarasota?
That's on the top of the peninsula, then, right?
Yeah. Okay. We're close to Tampa still.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I know.
Yeah. Near Clearwater and all that.
Ooh, I bet. Mm. It's just sweaty down there. Oh, I've never been to Florida, but it's. I bet it is just sweaty down there.
No, like sweaty. Oh. Sweaty in terms of
that humidity.
No,
it's not that bad.
No, man.
I have heard stories.
Yeah, well, you need to experience.
Stories can
only take you so far.
I've heard swamp butt runs rampant in that state.
Not in my state. not in my city. Not where I go. Maybe I don't sit there long enough to see that.
Get the swamp butt.
Get the swamp butt. No. I stay active. I stay active. But no, man.
I'm going there this summer.
Good.
Orlando.
I was gonna say, when are you going? You need to get back home.
Orlando.
You need to go.
I've always wanted to go. One of my favorite artists is from there. Right. Tallahassee, in fact. Shout out to my boy T-Pain.
Because
without you, I wouldn't even be. Without you and like Kanye, I wouldn't even be doing music. I'm just letting y'all know. But I've wanted to visit. I don't think I've ever had I don't think I've ever wanted to live there. But I've always wanted to visit.
Well,
I've heard of. I've heard of Florida people. I've heard the stories. Are the stories true? Are the stories of Florida people true?
And what stories are they telling?
They are just, some of them are just nuts. They'll just be out in a Speedo with an American flag with an alligator on a leash.
That is horribly false. That's horribly false. What are we talking about?
I've heard stories, like the myth of the Florida man. Yeah, I've heard
myth of the Florida man. That's me. That's me. No, there's no alligator on strangles as a pet. You run away. They run away from the alligators here over there. Okay.
We get deer and pit bulls. Yeah, that is what
deer and wolves.
Wolves and if you in the inner city, pit bulls.
Yeah, pit bulls. Yeah, But no. In Florida, you know, there it's calm and peaceful. Maybe back then, but when I go,
Sarasota might be.
Oh, it's the older.
Miami. It might be Miami.
It's probably Miami. Maybe.
It's a lot
of activity. Hey,
it might be a lot of activity in Miami.
But hey,
like Dade County, I have heard
stories. It's a vibe. Let's just say it's a vibe. I've never been.
I just want to go.
I want to go and do and visit.
Maybe
I want to go with my queen. Yeah,
right. Just have that white. That white button down leisure shirt with the shorts on, just chilling.
Oh.
With the little white fedora.
Yeah, come on now. That would be a whole scene, a whole vibe.
Oh, I feel like I show out in Florida.
You would, and you get good merchandise. You got to go shopping there.
Really,
hit the malls, and it's got some good stuff. It's not like Northwoods Mall.
Hey, first off, we ain't gonna hit on Northwoods Mall just because. Look at all the other malls around.
Hey.
This like all the other malls are in cities around us. Think about it. Champagne's kind of busted. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was there 2 weeks ago. Champagne's mall is busted.
They also don't have that much there. Northwoods, yes, there's a lot more. But I also, you know, but I've been, you know, back home in Florida. You know, it's good.
I know. I get it. Oh, I definitely get it because I used to live in the Chicago area, so I know about the Westlake
sponsor.
I know about the Westlake Mall. I know about Orland Park.
Oh, yeah.
Man, look.
The premium outlets? Come on.
Come on. You don't even have to go. Shoot, up there, you ain't even got to go to a mall. You can just go to a
outlet.
Yeah. That's it. That's it. And then you have the fit for the week.
Like, yes.
I don't know what you talk about. You get the fit for the week. There's a little outlet strip near the back of the yards that I was introduced to, and I was like, I like this.
Yeah,
you get you at the front you get the Mexican street corn. Like, yeah. Oh wait a minute!
Right.
Like,
right.
Crazy.
Oh yeah. It's second city, Chicago.
Yeah.
Love it.
See for me,
shout out Chicago.
Yeah. See for me, my two cities that I love. Like, I would go there just for peace of mind. Chicago. Vegas.
Hey, Vegas with my boys. They know who they are. Yes, I would agree. But I would say that I have three then. It's Chicago, Florida, the places I've gone, or Vegas with my boys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I still haven't been to Atlanta yet.
I've not either. I need to go.
We need to go.
Come on.
We need to go. I heard traffic was it's due to up here.
And
so
I got people down there that's waiting to work and to make music and stuff like that. Man. And that's a place. I got one of my recording engineers. Shout out Shy, my brother Shy Johnson. He's down there now.
He is.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. I didn't know that.
He's the one that recorded my recent record, Find a Way.
Yeah.
My latest release before my new upcoming release that's coming once this podcast gets up, it will be released. But yeah, he's the one that challenged me, and he challenged me so hardly, and he did it because he cared so much about it, and it turned out to be really truly special. He recorded that song with me, and so I was just starting to really, and then that's when he moved, but then now I always know I got a place in Atlanta because of him. But shout out to him.
That's super dope.
He's doing great things down there.
Yeah, but now we getting close to about the end of the podcast.
All right,
but we cannot stop. We cannot end the podcast.
Yeah.
Without talking about the new project that's coming out.
Racks on Racks.
Yeah.
There's the record. Single record. Single.
Yeah.
Single. Yeah.
We need to. We got to talk about it. You got to tell the audience. Yeah. You got to tell the audience what they in store for, man.
Man, they're in store. This is a record for all that feels like they're a champion, you know, that feels like they're a winner, that feels like they are a baller, that feels like they like have impact. I made this song, man, and a shout out to the team, the production, Cyrax, all the way from Germany. He's a brother of mine that I came across to his beat when I was still in high school in 2015.
Crazy.
And had the recent, you know, all that fruition to go and lead into the production of it. I mean, shout out to my brother and my good friend Grant Hagathorn on the mix. Man, get with him. Yeah. I mean, I, you know, he created my sound, and he will tell you, we slaved in his studio, in his house, his parents' house, all summer long. Creating and curating the sound that you will hear, and it's truly a foundation that we'll bolster for years to come. And my brother Shai Karius Johnson, who's also my mastering engineer for the track, and he and his meticulous mastermind self made that made the sound and amplified it to where it is now. But man, it's dope. You're gonna get a new sound. You're gonna get the new refurbished, clean sound of It's Your Boy that I've been wanting for so, so long in this journey and finding that. And now we found it. And now the wave is coming. Yes. The wave is here. And the wave is here.
Yeah. Be on the lookout for that.
Yes, sir.
We'll also, this is going, we'll also have... We'll have the song going along with this, so y'all be able to hear a little, little snippet, little video, little leak.
It's already out, but don't leak. I always say that it's a joke, you know.
Just a little leak.
Yes, sir.
But now you gotta. We coming to the end. You gotta give us all the socials. Where can we find you?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram. It's Your Boy One on Instagram. TikTok, Facebook. I do have a artist page, It's Your Boy, ISHURBOI on all that. And you can find me on Twitter as well. Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, everything. All the works, It's Your Boy, the same. And let's continue to rock.
Follow my boy. Support because he is making different. The music is different.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. He doesn't make just regular rap. He touches. He tries
touching
to
souls.
Touch. Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Trying. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. This has been a good pod, man. I appreciate you for coming, man. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I know we need it. It's been a minute since we linked up, but I appreciate you. But
it's all in God's time, man.
Yes, exactly.
I want to say thank you so much for allowing me to be on your platform and sharing and having fun with you, man. Hopefully for continued success. I love what you're doing. Keep doing you, man, and can't wait to see what this leads for you as well.
I appreciate it, my boy. I really do.
Yes, sir.
Yes, this has been another episode of the Hood Adjacent Podcast. Don't forget to like, follow, comment, subscribe, all that. You see the little bell? Hit that too. If you want If you want Spotify, go ahead and give us a little follow. You know what I mean?
Ratings.
Yes, yes.
It's good for the ratings. It's good for the algorithm.
Also, right. Also, follow me on social medias. It's RAYMOND, but you call me Ray 3. That is Ray, the number 3, Beats. On all social media platforms. Also follow the Hood Adjacent Podcast on Instagram. Yes. That is hood.adjacent.podcast. This podcast is also sponsored by G's Creative Creations. If you need quality merch for your brand or quality merch for your company, hit up G's Creative Creations. Also, Good Advice Management. If you need good quality management for your music or anything like that, hit up Good Advice Management. And this has been the Hood Adjacent Podcast. It's your boy RAYMOND, but you can call me Ray 3 Beast, and we are out. Peace, y'all.
Peace and gratitude.